Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Tamara Jade,
of course, of Bowie, Maryland, a hometown hero here in the DC region, because last week on The Voice, she just survived the, you know, John Legend's knockout round, and so she's still in the game. It's going to be live here for now through December 15th to see how far she gets. But hey, first of all, just thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is so special. We listen to you guys growing up a lot.
Yeah, TOP's on in every car around home.
Right.
Well, awesome. Well, remind our listeners really quick where we are in the show. We were talking, you know, before we started rolling here, we just catch our listeners up on where we are on, you know, when the knockout round happened and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so my knockout aired last week, Tuesday. I did win. I sung Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. It was a really fun performance, and a lot of people said that they were inspired by it, which was really why I did it. I dedicated it to teachers and just students. Just virtual school has been kind of a mess, I think. So just as a word of encouragement to help people keep pushing, keep going forward. And so now this week we have two more episodes of knockouts so we can see who else is joining me in the live competition and the live rounds in the playoffs. So that's what's going to air tonight and tomorrow.
Awesome. And how many contestants, once they get through these, you know, next few pre-taped knockout rounds, mm-hmm. how many, you know, once those winners emerge like yourself from all the other knockouts, how many contestants total will be left?
We will be down to the top 20. And we started with 40.
So exciting. Well, yeah. take me back on, you know, when did you audition, and you know what I mean? Like, how long ago did that process start?
Everything kind of happened this summer. And with my blind audition, which aired, I sung 'Cause I Love You by Lizzo. It's a pretty epic moment where I was able to have all four coaches turned around for me. So I was able to make my decision from a full plethora of options, which was really nice. So yeah, in the middle of a pandemic, we flew out to LA, and with a lot of restrictions, a lot of social distancing, we were quarantined for our first week here. We were tested very, very frequently. I have not contracted COVID at any time this year. We have been really safe, and the set's really safe. We are masked pretty much unless we are on camera. Even as soon as the cameras are done rolling, we're back in our masks. So very safe environment, and still magical. It's still really beautiful to be able to sing and be able to perform in the middle of a global pandemic. So, yeah.
And how exciting has it been that, you know, you're sort of being mentored by the one and only John Legend?
A dream come true. I mean, I have followed his career very closely in the last 3 years. I saw him live at Madison Square Garden twice for his legendary Christmas tour. Second and first was his Darkness and Light tour. One of my very good friends in New York and Big Sisters is one of his background singers. And so I really was just going to support her. And I had no idea that I would see so much of myself in his show. So this is truly a full circle moment for me. Having met him that same night and taking a little picture with him at the meet and greet and saying to myself, like, this will not be the last time. I know that there's so much I can learn from this man. And so, you know, getting to come here and having him be the second person who turned around for me was like, okay, I think this is it. I'm going to get to work with him. And it's been amazing. He's so kind and very generous with information and with his wisdom. And not only that, like, he's just such a light. He's really smart. I don't think people always get to see that side of artists and celebrities. He's very, very intelligent. And so that's something that I think maybe people might not just pick up on from seeing him and his disposition. But I really enjoy just kind of connecting with him on an intellectual level as far as music is concerned as well. So he's a gem. I'm so grateful. This is such a once in a lifetime opportunity that I know many people are jealous of.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy every second of it. Yes. You kind of alluded to it a little bit, but take me a little more into, you know, why you chose Higher Ground. You know, had you been listening to Stevie Wonder, you know, since you were, you know, a kid here in Maryland?
I mean, I think I don't know anybody who didn't listen to Stevie Wonder growing up.
Right.
That's regardless of race, color, creed, religion. Stevie Wonder is really that consummate artist that can bring us all together, and his songwriting is timeless, as evidenced by this song that is so appropriate and timely right now. So when that song was an option, it was a no-brainer for me because I felt like it's funk music, and funk music is to me an offshoot of soul, which I'm a soul artist, but it's funk music is the fun soul, right? It's the happy soul music. And so I knew automatically I could bring my gospel roots into it and really just make it a moment where people could hear what I was saying and not just hear me. I wanted them to hear and listen to what I was saying. And I think we were able to do that.
Great. I mean, you mentioned, you know, gospel roots and the like. Take me all the way back to, you know, where were you born? Where'd you grow up? You know, was it always Bowie?
Yeah, I grew up in Bowie. My parents actually are from Jamaica and Guyana. My mother's from Jamaica. My father's from Guyana. My grandmother moved to Washington, D.C. in 1970. She came by herself with maybe $200 in her pocket and a coat her mother made for her. She came and she worked, I think, in Fairfax first, and then ended up in D.C. And she's been living in D.C. for like 40 years. I grew up in Bowie. My parents raised us in Bowie and Mitchellville, to be specific. If we, you know, the towns are kind of small, right, in the counties and in our area. So, but yes, grew up in Bowie. And then I went to Suitland for high school for their performing arts program. So I am a Prince George's County baby. From kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. I'm very, very proud of the area that we come from. I'm very, very proud of the legacy that I think our area really has of just music, especially jazz and, you know, even gospel music. Richard Smallwood is a huge name in gospel music who is from D.C. So, I'm a Bowie baby. I'm a DMV baby through my heart. My mom went to Duke Ellington for performing arts. My brother went to Baltimore School for the Arts for performing arts. We are all artists. We're musicians. And that started right there in the D.C. area.
That's so, so cool. Take me into your decision to actually go ahead and apply, because I know that's almost like a big mental leap for a lot of people. But, you know, when did you hear about the audition? Was it a family member saying, hey, you should go apply? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know that story.
Well, you know, the irony is this is my third time auditioning for this show. And I hope people hear that and hear what that really means. That means that sometimes when you get a no, it doesn't mean never. It means not right now. And so this particular time, I just think that I'm in such a different place where I know who I am as an artist. And so bringing that into the competition was very easy because, you know, when you have to think about song selection and, you know, just your story and how you're presenting yourself, once you know who you are, it's very easy to do those things. It was very easy for me to pick songs because I know what I want to say and how I want to say it. So I'd say the process started about November last year. There's like preliminary auditions that you go through before you get to the actual blind audition and everything. And so this particular year, I was on tour, so I couldn't physically audition, but the recruiter allowed me to send some videos in. I had to send a video in of why I wanted to do it. And you know, I was very matter of fact in that video. I said, this is the right time for a person like me to be on a show like this. I think that's exactly what I said. And somehow they were crazy enough to believe me and invited me to come to LA. It just kept getting pushed back. We were supposed to come here in the winter, I think, earlier this year. And, you know, with the pandemic, every month we just kept getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back until I think it was like mid-June. We got an email that was like, all right, it's happening in 2 weeks. And we got tested before we left. And then we came here and we quarantined and we got tested again once we were out of quarantine. And then the process continued. So it's been kind of a long process, actually. I would say about a year was when this process started for me for this season. Last November.
Now, remind us forgive me if you already said it, but remind us of the song you sang your very first show.
Yep. So for the blind audition, I sang Cause I Love You by Lizzo, which was really, really special because I got to sing at the VMAs with her in 2019. We did the MTV VMAs together. It was a very epic performance with a large inflatable butt behind us. So yeah, it was a kind of a full circle moment where I knew that, one, I had to impress them because their backs were turned, so I needed them to turn around. And two, I thought that that could be a moment where I kind of honored her and how amazing that experience was doing the VMAs with her. So, yeah.
Well, hang on a sec. How did that come about? How did you get to do the VMAs? Because the voice hadn't even aired yet.
No, the VMAs was before. The VMAs was last year.
Gotcha.
And so that was first. That was honestly the gig that it was a gig, right? Like I was a working musician in New York City, so it was a job. But I didn't realize that it would be so much more than that. It was such a moment and freeing moment for me as an artist where I decided that I wasn't going to shrink anymore, that I wasn't going to try to tone anything about myself down anymore. Just, again, a part of that getting to know who you are and being secure and comfortable with who you are. And she really allowed us just as an artist to be free. And she told us that she handpicked all 24 of us to perform with her. She saw every video. She saw every audition. We didn't know that. We thought it was just her team, but she actually was I think either via FaceTime or looked at the video. She handpicked every last one of us. So that was an amazing experience. And so when this came around and it was like, well, what should I sing for the audition? It was a no-brainer. I was like, I have to sing this big old epic song because it will be my way of almost kicking the door down into this industry to say, hey, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
No, you're not. All right. So I know you sang Lizzo as your first song and then most recently was Higher Ground, but do you have any other, favorite performances along the way, since you've been on the show?
Well, there's only been three. The second one was our battle round, and that was Hard Place by her. I got to sing with Olivia Reyes, who is from New Jersey, and it was really fun. I would say Higher Ground was my favorite performance though so far. It just was such a moment. I felt like a queen. I looked like a queen. I had a pin in my hair that said queen. Like it was the moment where I felt fully like I was myself. So that was definitely my favorite performance. But there's only been three so far, and they're all available on YouTube that people can go see them and see what I'm talking about if you haven't seen it yet.
Awesome. Well, I know you're, from between now and December 15th, we're going to be on the home stretch here.
Yes.
Some life-changing stuff. I know you're probably not allowed to tell us what songs you plan on singing because I know surprising the judges is part of the deal. But I don't know, any sort of teaser you can tell us about what's coming up? How exciting this final run's going to be?
I'll just say this, for somebody, a lot of people say, you have so much energy, your performances are so energetic. You have not even begun to see energy and crazy yet. That's all I can say.
Oh, that's the perfect way to leave it. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And thanks for, making Bowie and, Prince George's County and the whole DC area proud.
Thank you so much. Make sure you guys tune in November 30th. That is the first episode of the live playoffs. And voting begins as soon as the episode starts. So even if I haven't sung yet, you can go ahead and vote for me because I'm one of the home team members.
It's sort of like a mail-in ballot this year.
Okay, we got to do what we got to do.
Right. It's all legal. All right, cool. I really, really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me.